This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The number of U.S. troops in Iraq is being reduced. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld made that announcement today during a visit to the Iraqi city of Fallujah.
The success we've had has been noted, and at the recommendation of our military commanders, in consultation with our coalition partners and in consultation with the Iraqi government, President Bush has authorized an adjustment in U.S. combat brigades in Iraq from 17 to 15.
The reduction affects two Army brigades that had been scheduled to be deployed in Iraq in the coming weeks, one from Germany, the other from Fort Riley, Kansas. Rumsfeld is the second senior member of the Bush administration to visit Iraq this week. Vice President Dick Cheney was there on Sunday. NPR's Pentagon correspondent John Hendren is traveling with Rumsfeld, and he joins me now. And how many troops are we talking about here?
We're talking about 5,000 troops. The Pentagon had already announced that it was going to go down from its election high, where it really stocked up to about 160,000, to what they call their baseline level of 138,000. This takes it 5,000 below that to 133,000 troops.
And so this troop reduction had been talked about because, as you said, it was at a high. But did Rumsfeld explain what led to the decision at this particular time?
He did. He said that there had been political, economic, and security improvements in Iraq. And he specifically pointed to the recent parliamentary election as sort of a benchmark for the beginning of what he hoped would be something approaching normalcy. That and the fact that Iraqi troops are being trained in larger numbers.
And would this then be the beginning of what critics of the war have been demanding, that is, the drawdown of American forces in Iraq?
Well, that's exactly what the Defense Department says it is not doing. Rumsfeld has been very adamant in saying he's not going to respond to congressional calls for an immediate drawdown. As a matter of fact, yesterday he used his strongest words yet on that subject, saying, "We will not draw down precipitously." However, it is also a time when they've just announced earlier this week a reduction of 3,000 troops in Afghanistan, now 5,000 in Iraq. It does seem like they are at least doing this as quickly as they can, whether it's under response from critics or not.
Now, Iraq is the last country of this Rumsfeld tour, and it's, as you said, it's included Afghanistan and Pakistan. What was the primary reason for the trip?
Well, the secretary comes to Iraq every 2 or 3 months. This is, as you said, I believe his 11th visit. It was his 13th visit to Afghanistan. And he confers with the generals here, the commanders, who talk a little about what's going on the ground. He also visited Pakistan and toured some of the areas where the U.S. military forces were responding to the earthquake by setting up hospitals and delivering aid. And we're in Jordan at the moment, where the secretary is watching a counterterrorism exercise from some of the troops here who are training Iraqi forces.
Interesting that Rumsfeld made this announcement in Fallujah to reduce combat troops, because, of course, that was the site of a couple of the biggest battles of the war.
Exactly. As the secretary said, Fallujah was not only a haven for the insurgency, but a symbol of resistance to the American occupation. Now it's a city where you can travel the streets with some marine protection in a way that you can't in many parts of Iraq. And one of the things Rumsfeld was saying to these Marines is that that was a sign that they had been effective, that, in fact, they were winning the war.
NPR Pentagon correspondent John Hendren traveling with the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Renee.